Yeah, Nita, a very, very sad story this week. The wife of Melbourne resident Yitzhak Rosen, who died on Monday after a tragic accident while holidaying on the Mornington Peninsula, has thanked the community for its unbelievable outpouring of support. Rosen was a 36-year-old father of four, as you mentioned. He told his wife Jackie that he was just going to take the rubbish out last Wednesday night, but he never returned. Jackie fell asleep but was woken on Thursday morning by the sounds of sirens after another guest at the country club where they were staying had found Yitzhak lying unconscious on the ground outside. Now, he was airlifted to the Alfred Hospital where intensive care doctors and neurosurgeons worked desperately to save his life. A family member told the AJN this week it became clear that he had sustained an unsurvivable head injury. Now, this week, friends and family, supported by the Melbourne Jewish Charity Fund, actually launched a fundraising effort for Jackie and their children, and within 24 hours, a staggering $150,000 had been donated. His wife Jackie told the Jewish News this week, "My family and I are overwhelmed by the incredible outpouring of love, support and prayer from the community." Now, he's been remembered as a man who lived for his family. He was a gentle, kind, caring and loving husband and father, a family member told the Jewish News this week.
Evan, what is the story? Did he fall or were there any suspicious circumstances?
So, Nita, I don't believe that there were any suspicious circumstances. This is a freak accident that happened whilst he was on holidays with his four kids and his wife, and it's just a tragic, tragic set of circumstances that unfortunately took place. As we reported on the front page of the Jewish News in Melbourne this week, is the community that came out in support of the families. And if anyone would actually like to donate, they can go to the website, and it's chuffed.org/project/helpingJackieandthekids, and there's full details and the link on our website if anyone would like to go and support the family.
We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, I love the cover page of the AJN this week. Let the games begin.
Well, we had a very different cover in Sydney. That's right. The 34th annual Maccabi Junior Carnival kicked off in Sydney this week. More than 400 young Jewish athletes from all over Australia and also New Zealand have descended on Sydney for a week of sport and a week of socializing. Now, Junior Carnival is held in a different city each year. This year, there's loads on offer, including an athletics carnival, indoor sports, outdoor sports, a harbor cruise, a community volunteering day, an obstacle course challenge, and lots of parties for the kids. They're all aged between 12 to 16. There's a bunch of youth leaders on board this year as well, more than 30 youth leaders who are looking after the kids whilst they go out and enjoy themselves and participate in sport. Danny Hochberg, who's the president of Maccabi New South Wales, told the Jewish News this week, "We're really excited to be able to host it again. It's very much a community event, and no better example of that is the fact that the visiting athletes from interstate are actually hosted in the homes of the New South Wales athletes." He told the AJN, "They are embraced by our community and get to experience living with another family." I spoke to a couple of participants at the opening ceremony in Sydney this week. One of them, whose name is Jay Hershowitz, said he was looking forward to meeting new friends, getting to know everyone, having fun, and he was excited for the sport. And another boy who I spoke to, Joel Grunstein, who's one of the youth leaders, said that this year all the youth leaders aren't separated by states. They're all wearing the same T-shirts. It's a group effort. Everyone's working together. And he said that Carnival brings everyone nachas, including his mother, who participated in Carnival when she was a girl, and now her son is doing it. And he said it's a really good thing for the community to bond on.
We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, talking about naches from our children. Well, incredible news from Western Australia. Carmel Peirce Jewish Day School topped Western Australia. Wow.
They, They did indeed. What an unbelievable story coming out of Perth. As you said, Perth's Carmel School topped the state in the Western Australian Certificate of Education, beating every other school as per rankings by percentage of course scores over 75. Now, this is a small school. It's a non-selective Jewish school, and it was ranked first on a list of the top 50 schools released by WA's School Curriculum and Standards Authority. Now, the school actually has a new principal, Shula Laser, who spoke to the AJN this week and said it was quite humbling to be taking the reins of a school which has ranked top of the state. She said it's going to be hard to raise the bar from number one.
That's really good news. We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, the Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Russian Limud is set for Sydney.
Well, yeah, isn't this exciting? So they had a Russian Limud in Melbourne last year. It was the inaugural event. It's called Limud FSU, which stands for Former Soviet Union. And it might still be several months away, but planning is already underway for this conference. It's set to take place in Sydney in September and will attract hundreds of Russian speakers for the Festival of Jewish Values, Russian culture, traditions, and identity. Now, as I said, last year, Limud FSU made its Australian debut in Melbourne. 200 people attended. This year, they're hoping to do it bigger and better. And Chaim Chesler, who founded Limud FSU in 2006, said that they brought the Limud FSU model in Australia to reach out to the Russian-speaking Jewish community here and to empower them. Now, they're looking for volunteers. They need people to come along and get involved. And if anyone would like to give up their time in September, they can email info@kangaruski.org.au.
Well, it's a very important community, and a lot of people from this community are our listeners. So
they are indeed. I'm sure that, you know, I'm a Russian boy myself, and a lot of my Russian friends will probably be listening at the moment. So if anyone would like to get involved, please get in touch with them, because it's an outstanding event. I went to the inaugural event last year in Melbourne, and it was just so great to see so many Russian Jews all together under one roof, in one room, with a common cause, celebrating their Russian identity, their Jewish identity, and their Australian identity.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatkis, the Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. I want to move to one international story that is of concern to all our listeners, is that a new edition of Hitler's book Mein Kampf has been published in Berlin, and after it was banned for so many years.
Yeah, that's right. So there have been some mixed responses to this new edition of Mein Kampf. Demand for the new edition has far exceeded supply on its first day of release. Publishers of the 2,000-page annotated edition of the Nazi leader's book said at a news conference last week that they have received orders for four times as many books as they had printed. Now, the 70-year copyright in Germany of the anti-Semitic tract, whose title means My Struggle, expired on January 1, which means it can now be published in the country for the first time since World War II. The publication has been controversial. While some Jewish groups have endorsed the annotated edition, others have opposed it. The Munich Institute for Contemporary History said it published a new edition to preempt uncritical and unannotated versions, and that it hopes the new edition will help destroy the book's cult status. However, according to Ronald Lauder, the president of the World Jewish Congress, the new edition won't help in the fight against hate and should be left in the poison cabinet of history.
Evan Zlatkis, the Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much.